sound came to Hollywood in 1927 with the Warner Brothers movie The Jazz Singer starring Al Jolson. And that actually was mostly a silent movie, except it had a musical soundtrack.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see.
And Jolson was supposed to sing a few songs, but he did something no one expected him to do. After he sang a couple of songs, he started talking. But everyone loved it. And that combination of talking and singing brought in the era of the talkies.
You so often think of films, especially today, as being ultra-realistic. How do you go from having this ultra-realistic feel and, human emotion, and then suddenly the actor is singing and that's plausible?
For a long time, it wasn't plausible. Studios really worried about that. Sound made movies almost painfully realistic. And in real life, people don't burst into song about what they're feeling. So for those first movie musicals, studios decreed that if someone sings in a movie, it's because they're playing the role of a singer, like the jazz singer. And they're singing because they're rehearsing or they're performing in front of a theater audience. So a lot of those early movie musicals were what were called backstagers because they were about putting on a show.
Come and meet those dancing feet on the avenue I'm taking you to. 42nd Street.
42nd Street, the Broadway Melody. Well, you can imagine how boring that would get after a couple of years with every movie musical being a backstager. And if a character is singing because he's playing the part of a singer performing a song, the song has no resonance with what he's feeling or what his dramatic situation is.
So it's at least once removed from the character's
right.
emotional
mm-hmm.
state.
Yeah. If you go to a musical theater, almost no song is done as a performance. It's done as an expression of feeling. You know, some enchanted evening.
Some enchanted evening. You may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room.
To do songs as performances robs song of its great expressive power. They did it in stages. They said, well, who could sing expressively? They made a few all-black musicals in the late 20s because of the racial stereotype that blacks are spontaneous and full of natural rhythm. So they can burst into song.
So it was almost more acceptable at the time for an
mm-hmm.
African-American
yes.
to burst into song
mm-hmm.
than a Caucasian.
Because of all the stereotypes. Then the breakthrough came really at Paramount in the early 30s. They brought Maurice Chevalier over, and he just burst into song, and it seems acceptable because, hey, we're in France, and it's Maurice Chevalier.
And the French are very romantic.
The French are very romantic.
Will I ever find the girl in my mind, the girl who is my ideal?
And he has a way of singing that was more talking than singing. That style got picked up by other people like Fred Astaire, who's a dancer, not a singer, and Gene Kelly, who said, the secret of my singing is I don't sing. That made it seem more realistic.
Phil, thanks so much for joining us today.
It was a pleasure.
I'm singing in the rain. You're singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again.